With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. The Copper King fire, burning on nearly 1,800 acres east of Thompson Falls, is now 20% contained. The increase in size has partly to do with yesterday's warmer temperatures, as well as a firing technique used to improve the fire line. Fire Information Officer John Hamilton.
We were just trying to get a good black line down along the ACM road, because there's structures on the other side of the river where there's a county road. And we wanted to make sure that was buttoned up before we started thinking about trying to attack the head of the fire.
Officials are holding a public meeting at the Thompson Falls Community Center tonight at 6 o'clock. The nearly 8,300-acre Roaring Lion Fire, 5 miles southwest of Hamilton, has seen an increase in fire activity over the last few days, largely due to green fuel drying out and burning. Officials say that this activity was anticipated and does not threaten the current 70% containment. A new fire was discovered in Yellowstone National Park last Saturday. The Buffalo Fire is 5 miles northwest of Tower Junction and is 97 acres in size. Fire managers have merged that fire with the Fawn and Maple fires into a single complex to better allocate resources between the three fires. The Pocket Fire was declared extinguished on Saturday. Two people are dead in an apparent murder-suicide in Butte. Butte Silver Bow police say a man called 911 to report he had shot and killed his wife, and by the time officers arrived, the man was dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. A proposal to transfer wild bison from Yellowstone National Park to the Fort Peck Indian Reservation is meeting resistance from state livestock officials. Leaders of the Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux tribes today asked the State Board of Livestock to support moving 49 bison captured in Yellowstone last winter. Tribal Chairman Floyd Azure says a $500,000 facility has been built on the reservation to keep the animals from escaping. But state veterinarian Marty Zalewski told livestock board members that state law prohibits moving the bison until they are certified as disease-free. Zalewski says the animals need to remain in quarantine inside or near Yellowstone for up to 2.5 years to be certain they're not infected with brucellosis. There have been no recorded transmissions from bison to livestock. The State Land Board has approved the lease of 450 acres near the Billings Airport for a possible solar development that would produce 70 megawatts of power. The lease approved today includes a 2-year option to MT Sun LLC while regulators conduct an environmental study. If the company decides to proceed, the commercial lease will run for 30 years with an option to renew. The board also approved a Helena land swap involving a former National Guard armory that has been closed since 2013 because of high lead levels. The state will acquire a 25,000-square-foot warehouse for its print and mail services in exchange for the armory and the former state liquor warehouse. D&M Development plans to transfer the armory to the Montana Business Assistance Connection, which will eventually transfer it to Carroll College. Mineral County Sheriff's employees who went on strike for 10 days this summer after working for more than a year without a contract have ratified an agreement. The Missoulian reports that 16 employees went on strike between May 30th and June 9th over salary, overtime, and other issues stemming from the end of their contract on July 1st, 2015. Both parties agreed to raises, which were made retroactive from July 1st, 2015, and new contract language. The 2-year contract is set to expire in June of 2017. Negotiations will resume next spring. Flathead irrigators are appealing to the state Supreme Court in a legal battle to overturn the state's water compact with the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. The compact narrowly passed in Montana's 2015 legislative session. Shortly after, the Flathead Joint Board of Control challenged the legality of the water rights agreement, contending it needed at least a 2/3 supermajority to become law. About 3 weeks ago, Lake County District Court Judge James Manley ruled that part of the compact, aiming to protect members of a yet-to-be-created water compact board from being sued, was unconstitutional. Manley wrote in his order that the partial unconstitutional ruling does not void the entire compact. And that's what the Flathead Joint Board of Control is asking the state Supreme Court to reconsider. The irrigator's lawyer, Bruce Fredrickson, declined to be interviewed on tape, but said he will argue that because a part of the compact was found to be unconstitutional, the whole compact should be struck down. The appeal to the Supreme Court has not officially been submitted, although Fredrickson expects to do so in the coming weeks. A commercial building in Great Falls has been destroyed by fire. An employee of Gerber's of Montana Machine and Fabrication was working on his personal vehicle in a shop yesterday afternoon when sparks from a grinder ignited the fuel line on the truck. The fire spread to the main building. Great Falls Fire Rescue Battalion Chief Bob Shoup says the building's roof burned through very quickly and was hot enough to twist metal supports inside the building. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks biologist Kelly Prophet says a study has found that wildfires may be good for elk habitat. 14 years after a fire burned in the East Fork of the Bitterroot River drainage, a 2014 study found that elk in the area had better body fat, more pregnancies, and higher calf survival going into the winter months than elk that spent their summers along the West Fork of the Bitterroot. Wildlife researchers found elk benefited from a wider variety of summer range vegetation in the burned areas. The Missoulian reports wildfires in 2010 and 2011 farther south along the West Fork of the Bitterroot River are expected to produce a good bump in summer range productivity. That area will be carefully watched to see if elk health improves and the population increases. The principal of Missoula's Big Sky High School remembers librarian Christine Fogarty as an energetic, innovative, and enthusiastic educator. The 57-year-old Fogarty was killed Friday morning in a car crash near Bozeman. Big Sky principal Natalie Jaeger.
She was always learning new things. She was definitely a lifelong learner and was a great example of that, both as an educator and just as a person.
Jaeger says Fogarty's tragic death has led to an outpouring of support from her students and colleagues. With school starting in just over 2 weeks, retired librarians have offered to fill in for the short term.
So we will probably take advantage of somebody covering those duties at the beginning of the school year and then advertise the position in the next few days. We definitely want to continue the strong work that Christine has done in the library and make sure that the Big Sky Library continues to be the heartbeat of the school like it is now.
The Gallatin County Coroner says Fogarty was killed when a trailer separated from a dump truck, rolled into oncoming traffic, and struck her car. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening.